Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As I hinted at yesterday, we want to demonstrate that bad things work together for good in Christian people. This is based on Romans 8, verse 28, which says that God causes all things to work together for good to those who are His. The all things includes bad things. And how can bad things in our lives be used by God for doing us good? I want to be direct, but I need a little time to develop my argument here before you, so I value your patience as you follow along with me. And let's begin with this. The New Testament letter of 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18 urges Christians to, quote, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I think it is quite right to say that this is the goal of the Christian life. We desire to grow in the grace and knowledge of God. In the grace and knowledge of His Son, Jesus Christ, and in the grace and knowledge of the Holy Spirit. God in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. Day by day, we who love God are growing, developing, advancing in our knowledge of who He is. This is why the ministry of God Is exists. We exist to know God. But we have many obstacles to really knowing who God is. I want to talk about some of these, and I acknowledge that it was Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones in his sermons on Romans that pointed out what follows to me. He really grabbed my attention and led me into deeper and wider reflection in his sermons, plural, on Romans 8, verse 28. While his original thinking is reflected here, what I give you comes from my own application for today's Christians. We have many obstacles to really knowing who God is. To begin with, we lack intimacy with God. The pastor theologian Martin Lloyd-Jones puts it this way, and I agree with him. He says, "We know things about God. But our real trouble is our ignorance of God Himself." We know things about God, but our real trouble is our ignorance of God Himself. End quote. It is one thing to know, for example, that God exists, that He is the one true God, and that He created this universe and everyone in it, and that God is our final judge who will render His judgment on each and every life. Those are Bible facts about God, and we accept them. We know this about God. But it is quite another thing to go further and to live in such sweet intimacy with God on a daily basis so as to know God Himself. To dwell in the bosom of God, to have a secret life with God, a friendship with the Lord that is so steeped in fellowship with Him that you hardly know how to explain it to someone else should they ask you, "What is your relationship with God like?" Yes, many of us are ignorant of God Himself. We get the attributes of God factually correct. And it is right that we do this. You know me by now, and you know I care deeply about right theology. But do you and I press into the person of God? Do we know Him with deep conviction in the crevices of our souls? If we do not, then this is an obstacle to growing in the grace and knowledge of God. First, what blocks us from intimately knowing God is our pride. And because of our pride, God humbles us. And anything that humbles us before the living God is for our good. So bad things happen to us, and God uses those things, having humbled us for our good. As long as we are overly confident in ourselves, as long as we have what Lloyd-Jones calls a carnal confidence, as long as we boast of our own adequacy before God, then we are in line for trouble to come upon us, such that the Lord sweeps away our pride, making us cry out to Him for mercy. Pride is an obstacle to growing in the grace and knowledge of God. So we receive trials and tribulations that humble us. Now, this is an example for how bad things in our lives can be used by God for our good. Second, what blocks us from intimately knowing God is our complacency. And because of our complacency, God shocks us. And anything that wakes us up to God is for our good. So bad things happen to us, and God uses those things, having awakened us, for our good. I do not know about you, but I have certainly experienced this. In my past, I have had times when I am cruising along through life, everything is going well, and I get overly satisfied with how well I am doing. I develop a kind of uncritical satisfaction with myself. I am also quick to set aside the Bible in favor of reading something else. I am slow to prayer. I am disinterested in others until, boom, something bad happens to me. Now, like a fire alarm blaring in the middle of a deep sleep, I am up. My feet are suddenly on the floor, and I am scurrying quickly back to the Bible. The prayers come pouring out of me, and I confess that I got too complacent. My loving Heavenly Father has shocked me back into my relationship with Him. And this is for my good. How did the Lord do this? Well, He intentionally brought something bad into my life, or He allowed the bad things to come upon me, and that shocked me and awakened me and made me alive again to Him, to growing in the grace and knowledge of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Third, what blocks us from intimately knowing God is our worldliness. So God detaches us from the world. Often Christians become very preoccupied with this world and worldly success. And because of this, God detaches us from it. And anything that detaches us from the world is for our good. So bad things happen to us, and God uses those things, having drawn us back to Him for our good. I know of a Christian businessman who dedicated his successful company to God. He and his Christian staff began each day in prayer and with a succinct Bible study. He bathed each one of his business decisions in prayer. The company's mission statement reflected a business that wanted to honor God in all they did. Many of his employees and clients heard the gospel and believed in Christ. And without a doubt, God blessed this man and his colleagues. But an attachment to profits and to all the gifts and pleasures that came along with that money shifted into focus. And slowly, over time, a love developed in this entrepreneur's heart for the treasures of this world. This led him away from God. And then, on the biggest business decision of his life, whether or not to invest millions of dollars in a project, he foolhardily went all in. He was wrong, and this terrible decision sent this man right into bankruptcy. And bankruptcy is a bad thing. But guess what happened? This horrible experience brought this Christian back to the roots of why his company was founded in the first place. With a renewed relationship with the Lord, Now detached from worldly charms and riches, this brother in Christ has rebuilt his company into a measure of success. And last time I checked, credits the bad thing of bankruptcy as being essential to the good thing of honoring God as the real CEO of this business yet again. Fourth, what blocks us from intimately knowing God is that we have many wrong ideas about God. And because of our wrong ideas, God corrects us. And anything that corrects us is for our good. There are a multitude of believers who think we have known God. But when trouble comes into our lives and sorrow swells up within us and we are really hurting, perhaps even suffering, oh, how we develop right ideas about who God is. We think we know God, and then we go through a fiery trial, and then we really get to know Him. Perhaps you have had this experience with God. These are just four examples of what I mean when I say that so many of us lack intimacy with God. These are examples of what block that needed intimacy. And I believe this is how God uses the bad things that come upon us who love Him and who have been called by Him. Let me put it to you this way. Any bad thing that comes into our lives, if that bad thing drives us to God, then it is for our good. I repeat, any bad thing that comes into our lives, if that bad thing drives us to God, then it is for our good. Think about this and join us again tomorrow. We will pick up here and press these thoughts further. And we will do so together because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.